HMS Saracen by Douglas Riemann. Read by David Rintoul. Part 1, 1915. Chapter 1, The Ship. In fierce, short gusts, the bitter north wind swept across the wide confines of Portsmouth Harbour, the ranks of wavelets made by the incoming tide crumbling into white confusion at each successive blast. In the narrow entrance to the harbour itself, the sea boiled in a trapped maelstrom and leapt violently against the weathered stones at the foot of the old fort blockhouse, before being shredded by the wind and flung back into the pressing tideway. It was as if winter was still unwilling to release its grip and accept that with the coming of March, it too would have to relent. The sky was high and without colour or warmth, yet its clear emptiness seemed to turn the water below to an angry pewter, which reflected against the tall sides of the moored battleships, the pitching, uneasy trots of torpedo boat destroyers, and the countless grey craft which thronged the naval anchorage and waited for the gale to ease. There was little movement of small craft, and apart from a fat, paddle-wheeled tug, with its yawing tow of loaded coal-tenders, the normally busy concourse was deserted. For although Britain was at war, and had been for 7 confused months, this was Sunday forenoon, and aboard every pitching ship the church pennant was hoisted, and somewhere within each glistening hull, or hidden below the spray-dappled superstructures, some thousands of men listened automatically to the words of peace and love. Richard Chesney ducked his head into a sharp gust of wind and pushed his way gratefully into the small green-painted hut at the top of a flight of worn stone steps which ran down to the water's edge. The hut was empty.